for my unlimited Dandavad Pranam to my Diksha Guru, Desi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited Pranam to my Shiksha Guru, Srila Narayan Maharaj, by whose mercy I've begun to understand that these Vaishnava kirtans are most important in the Krishna consciousness movement. Sri Guru Charana Padma, the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Why are they lotus feet? One reason they're lotus feet is the same reason that Krishna's feet are lotus, because they're always standing on the lotus whirl of Goloka Vrindavan, which has 1,000 petals, which is shaped like 1,000 petal lotus flower. So Sri Guru, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Narottam Das Thakur, are actually residents of Goloka Vrindavan. And they've descended here with Goloka Vrindavan in their hearts. And by surrendering to them, they manifest that Vrindavan Dham in the heart of the sincere sadhak. Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti Sadhama. Bhakti Sadhama. He is the abode of all different types of bhakti. There are three types of bhakti, three stages of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. And Sri Gurudev is the only abode of those three stages of bhakti. Kevala bhakti sadhama, bandhami savadana mate. So very carefully, with great awe and reverence, I worship his lotus feet and offer him dandavad pranams. Guru Mukha Padma Vaikya Chate Te Kordiya Aikya. Jahara Prashade Vai E Baba Toriya Jai. Oh brothers, you should know, you should understand that by taking shelter of Sri Gurudev, you can cross over the ocean.
What is the meaning of taking shelter?
Taking shelter means to...
How you will know that we have taken shelter?
Taking shelter means that he has no independent philosophy, he has no independent activities, but he's fully dependent on Sri Gurudev. Fully dependent means he follows everything that Sri Gurudev does, both externally and internally. And this is the essence of all instructions of Sri Rupa Goswami, who Srila Prabhupada writes in the introduction to Sri Upadeshamrita. Is the father of the Krishna consciousness movement, or the Krishna consciousness movement is working under his supervision. So one takes shelter externally by acting as Gurudev is teaching in this world with all the speech and the activities of the body, performing sadhana, performing the nine angas of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmani vedanam, and full surrender, which is actually the meaning of diksha, is that one has gotten from the spiritual master his internal, eternal relationship with Krishna. And internally, 24 hours a day, he's serving Krishna with his internal form, his siddha swarup. So full surrender means externally following and internally
following. Ordinary devotee cannot do like this, but yet he can do that. He should obey all his orders. He should give up his own wish in anything. He should do for you to obey God. He should not think what is better and bad or anything. He should obey the Guru. But I have offered myself in the Lord's feet of Gurudev. But I will not obey. This I will not do. Not obey. So, if I will have to give my this head to obey him, this will. But we should also think, there was a boy in Mahabharata. What was his name? A club there.
Went to a club there, to Dronacharya, and prayed him that I am giving my whole thing in your lotus feet. I want that you should teach me arrow and bow. Archery. He told, why you want to take this vidya of archery, knowledge of archery? He could not answer properly. He has a mode to kill Arjuna and to defeat Arjuna and also to defeat Krishna. He knew this. Dronacharya knew this. So he refused. But he still went, Eklavya went into the forest and made a statue of Dronacharya and began to draw, began to do abhyas. Abhyas?
Practice.
He was practicing for a long time. In the meantime, Dronacharya took in his all disciples, Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, Duryodhana, and all. Five Pandavas and 100 Kauravas. 105. He went to the same forest and wanted to take some examination of these boys. But at once he saw that there was a dog and he was trying to bark, but from anywhere some arrows came and pulled off his mouth and he could not bark. But no scratch even was there in his mouth. He was all right, but mouth was closed, he could not bark. Dronacharya, very strange thing. Who had done this? He went forward and saw that a very black person, young, energetic, having his oars and barrels, and he is practicing. Who told that to him? Who are you? I am Eklavya. What are you doing? Who has done this to this dog? I have done. You are so expert. Who is your guru? My guru is Dronacharya. Oh, I am Dronacharya myself. I have not given? No, you have given. Your statue has given. Then you will have to give some dakshina. No? You can want anything that can I will give you. Give your right thumb. At once he took his sword and cut up it out and took it. This Anjali and he gave it. He took it and no response. He returned with all the boys. Some persons, not knowing the purport of this, they think Eklavya was very... He was so much offered to his Gurudev, and he served his Gurudev, and he is the best disciple. But, or scriptures, and real gurus and authorities are against this. He was not a good bona fide disciple. His master was not happy to learn this, but yet he learned against his Gurudev will. And that is why Dronacharya knew that in future he will be a very dangerous person against bhakti, bhakta and Bhagavan. After some time, when Mahabharata was gone, he became very, this boy became very curious to Krishna and Arjuna. And he came in front of Krishna and Arjuna, began to fight and began to kill Krishna and Arjuna. But Krishna took his So he was not a disciple at all. He was a demon. But general person take him like a bona fide disciple. So you should know. I know that some devotees have kept their disciples' name Ekalavya. But I think they are so they should not keep disciple's name or son, daughter's name. This is not Guru Bhakti. Guru Bhakti, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Thakur, like others, they are Guru Bhakti. Chetan Rupa Goswami is true disciple, true Guru also. Those who are true disciple, they may be true Guru also. Guru never makes any disciple. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told. A Guru never makes any disciple. What he makes? All Gurus. To whom they will touch, they will Guru. And they say that we are not. So, jahara prasade bhai, ye bhavatariya.
Krishna bhakti bhaiya.
Go, after that.
Guru maka padma vaikya chite te koriya aitya. Here Sri Sri Narottam Das Thakur is praying that make the words that are coming from your lotus mouth one with my heart. Your heart and your words are one. So make my heart and your heart one.
No. The meaning is this. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Aikya. You should take the Guru words in your heart. Don't take anything. And this will purpose the shabd. Aar na kariya mane asha. Let everything aside. But the order of my Gurudev, the teachings of my Gurudev, is everything. If I will do, bhakti will come, Krishna will be also happy all the time. Iti te kariya. One, I should must obey Gurudev. I listen Gurudev. The teachings of Gurudev will make me to serve. This is the meaning of Chitta. You should know that Shastravani, Krishna words, Shastra words, are same as Gurudev. Sometimes we don't understand this fact, but maybe if bona fide Guru is, his words are following all the Ved mantras. And the Krishna words all follow Gurudev. So, if there is Guru mercy, then there is the mercy of Krishna and all. Yahar jasya prasada bhagavat jasya prasada nagati. One strength that I must follow. Then, what is? Sri Guru Charanarati, Eishe Uttama Gati. Sri Guru Charane Rati. Shaishe Uttamarati. What Uttamarati? Rati to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Radha. What Gurudev wants? He wants that you all should serve Radha and Krishna, conjugal archetype. This is it. When Gurudev will be happy? If you are serving Radha, Krishna and Chaitanya, he is happy. Otherwise he will not be happy. By giving anything to him, he will never take anything. Only he wants. This is the manohist of Gurudev. To please Radha and Krishna. Then? Chakshudana. I was so blind. So much. But Gurudev gave me
eyes.
Who gave eyes to Narottam Thakur? Jiva Goswami and first Jiva Goswami. Because he is Sikhya Guru. For Narottam Thakur, Jiva Goswami is more important than his Guru Devalokanath Goswami. So he is always trying to please Jiva Goswami. Because he knows that to serve Jiva Goswami is to serve Loknath Goswami. That is why Narottam Thakur has told that when my Gurudev Loknath Goswami will come and take me and he will offer in the lotus feet of so we should try to understand the deep things and do accordingly. Only wordings will not do anything. I'm doing kirtan daily, three times, four times, and not obeying all these. In what will happen? We will be sahajiya or so let us begin from Guru service, obeying Gurudev. If Gurudev is bona fide, we should not think that whether his order is good or bad. Have nothing to worry to carry my order of my Gurudev, because I know that what he is telling is true. You have nothing to worry in the order of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, because he is true to extent. So you must carry what he is telling. Don't think whether it is wrong or right. He is not a Kanishtha adhikari, he is not a Madhyam adhikari, but he is Bhima Bhakti Jan. So he will give us Bhakti Netra in this work, after this work, after this work. Till we will not be liberated and will be in glory. He will always come and he has done pratigya. If anyone he take his shelter, he never takes his anats or even very general mistakes. Always excuse giving excuse. So it may be so many times, births. But yet he will help, and he will help. We have seen in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami, that in 100 and lakhs births, he helped his disciples. So this is a very great hope for us. He will never, we may give him, but he will. Prema Bhakti, Abhidya Bana. First Prema Bhakti will come by serving him, and every anath will go away, offenses will go away. First our offenses will go away and then Prema Bhakti will come. It is absurd. As much as Bhakti will come, it will be first Bhav Bhakti, then Prema Bhakti. And all kinds of unearth and offenses will go away. Otherwise not, if Bhakti is not there and you are trying in lakhs and lakhs, but you can. So we must try to serve Gurudev and to have some bhakti, and then they will go automatically. Otherwise, don't try more to give up offenses and control mind and all these things. It will come out automatically if you are serving loyally to your Guru. Divya Gyani. All then will come. Samand Gyan, Avidhe Gyan, everything. So go on. So he is telling, Ha Ha Prabhu Karadaya. Seeing no alternative at all. There is nothing alternative. Then weeping bitterly, weeping with tears, we should pray to Gurudev. Telling that you are the manifestations of Siddhadev Prabhu and Nityananda. You are so much godless, merciful. Be merciful. I am blind. Having so many anarths, Mahaprabhu Paradaya, Padachaya, the shade of your lotus feet. Padachaya, Uhapadevai, you shall. I am taking shelter, but I am not qualified to take shelter, but yet I am praying you to make me so that I may fully surrender. So we should try to do. Narottam Thakur has written a book, Prarthana, but very little book, containing so many Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And this is the Mangalacharan of this, in the beginning. At first there are not so many books. Only Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and all of them. This is the purport of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And first Kirtan.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sita Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Yeah.
वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय कृष्णाय भक्ता विघ्ना पराधदत्त चित्ताश्च कामाभिधर्मं कृपामयी त्वां शरणं वृन्दे नमस्ते च तवैवास्मि नदीनां स्मरामि श्लोक कंपोज्ड बाय रूप कृष्ण very authentic book. He was writing a book to fulfill the wishes of Srila Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was coming from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. In the way, in a village
नंद सप्तधामा को he has a dream in the last night. If anyone in the last night sees dream and after that he don't again sleep, then it may be true. And for devotees who are so high class of devotees, their all dreams are true. Radhika's dream, Krishna's dream, devotee's dream, never falls. So he saw a dream that a very beautiful Divya baby has come and telling me that don't make one book, make two books, one of Braja and another from for Dwarka. Don't mix. Then he began to make it for that Satyabhama is doing. Here is Satyabhama and he is doing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in Puri, he came to Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in any way that don't take Vrajanandan Krishna out of Vrindavan. That is, what is the meaning? You should not take this Krishna to Dwarka and Mathura. Tattvata, they are one. No difference at all. But by rash vichar, when the prison of rash, Vrajendanandan and Vasudev Nandan are not same. They are different. But by tattva they are one. Ordinary person cannot take this thing. Only if Madhyam Adhikari is there and he is in line of Rupa Goswami, he cannot understand this. Rupa Goswami at once stored this under his throat and for one book he met this Mangalachar. When he was in Puri, in the cottage of Haridas Thakur, he was so humble that he don't used to go on foot to take darshan of Jagannath. Always very far away and from there he used to do prasthana pranam. Because I am so wretched, I am usual me, I am at no quality and into legs. Rupa Goswami also followed Haridas Thakur. Because with Christians are Muslim, I am also like a Muslim. So he used to be there. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there with his all associates. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all together. One learned society conference. And they Sarup Damodar told that, what books are you writing? Show me. He was so ashamed that he was not going to show these things. Told repeatedly, so he did it. Oh, you should recite the first shloka, Mangalacharna, Sarup Damodar told. He was so learned. He began to recite this. Anarpita charim chirat kanmayavatirna kalau samarapai tammanno tajjala samsara hariha purva sundar dutta dambasa सदा हृदय कंदरे पुरुष में सती नाम दे कैन सो हैप्पी हाउ ब्यूटीफुल फुल ऑफ ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ सिद्धांत इन दिस वी हैव नेवर हर्ड लाइक दिस वी हैव हर्ड सो मेनी थिंग्स सो स्लो
but never had it like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is not beautiful. Three charan, three lines of this system. It's so better, so better. But us purvatame sachi nandanaha, it is like poison in milk. It has met wrong out. Sarat Damodar told that this fourth line has made it as if in so much condensed milk there is campus or mystery there. It has made it more tasteful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, be merciful to Rupa Goswami, so that he may know my heart and he can fulfill my all desires. Now we are going to explain this sloka. Why Krishnadas Kaviraj took this sloka in Mangalacharan? He was so learned person, he can make hundreds of sloka in very little time, in moments. He had made so many sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has made Gopal, Govinda Lila Amrita so... No. Himself is Govinda Lila Amrita. He has done about more than 1,000 slokas there. So many in all a sloka he has done. So many good books he has written. Why he took this sloka? Because undoubtedly Rupa Goswami is Siddha Mahapurusha and he is Rupa Manjari. If he makes Golik by Krishna and prays Krishna, his prayer will be more effective, powerful than mine. I am so ordinary person. I have no bhakti. So, if the prayers of Narottam Thakur, Premananda, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or the slokas of Rupa Goswami and all others, Sarup Namada, we will recite, it will be more powerful than we will do ourselves. We should not do kirtan of other persons who are not qualified and who are not devotional persons. They can make so ornamented language in English or Hindi or Bengali or Sanskrit, but we should not sing. We should sing Bali songs of authentic Vaishnava. So he said, and praying. By this praying, surely our Ishtadev will be so happy. Anarpita charan sira. Anarpit means not given. Pachira. For a long time, what has not been given. What is that long period? Being long period that in a Brahma day, it constant so many years. 3 lakhs.
4 lakhs,
32,000 years make Kali Yuga. Twice to this Dwapa, thrice Treta, and Chatur, four folded, Chatur, all make
koti, 34-32 lakhs. And same period, like Sandhya, evening. And all this times became one manmantar, and then into 14 manmantar again. Then it comes so many years. So in these years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come, and this unalloyed Unnata Ujjwala Rasa Bhakti Sri has not been. We are lucky, so lucky that we have come. After only 500 years,